who would operate within the idea?
Well, it's less blame carrying than I picked a person. It's more like we're attracted to those people who fit with our central idea. We feel more affinity. We feel more in common with people who we can sense almost psychically. We can just pick it up that they fit with how we view things. So there's no blame here because it works this way for everybody. Just the same way as if you're, 6'8", you're probably not going to hang around a lot of people and date a lot of women who are 4'9". So it's just not the way it works. So the first thing is to understand that you didn't screw yourself. You didn't come up with this, and therefore you've doomed yourself to this idea. And then the second thing is to become aware of how much it's there, how pervasive it is. Then the third thing is to see literally, that it's only an idea. That it's not the truth of how people are and how things work.
What's the truth?
What matters is the truth is that that's not. That people don't get love based on achievement is not the truth. That's what matters. It doesn't matter so much what the truth is. What matters is that that isn't the truth.
But the thing is, it's only the outside.
It's the eyes you're looking through.
Right, so how is this, does it work? Or I shouldn't...
Well, first, live with the awareness, develop the awareness of how this idea is in your life.
Right, it's just, yeah.
I mean, see it moment to moment, day to day. I know you're already very aware of it because you've described it in detail and you're in contact with it, you're not confused about it. But now, the next step is to live with it day to day, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, to see how it's really there, to see how it lives through your way of looking at things, to see that it's always there, and that it operates as an idea, as a belief, as a perception, and that doesn't mean it's true. So, in other words, you're bringing it to the light of day, because until now, you've believed it.
Yeah.
And you've lived it.
Literally till like 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding.
Yes. You've believed it and lived it, so it seemed real, it seemed like the truth, it seemed like this is life. Really, this is life. Everybody walks around with a base sense of what life is. That's the feeling of being you, right? And what we're doing is describing what that is for you.
Right.
But everybody walks around with some sense. That's why certain philosophers say, they're right, that there's as many universes as there are people, because everybody has got their own filters going on, and this is yours. So it's been operating in the background, like in a control room, controlling everything. What we're doing now is we're taking it out of the control room, and we're putting it in the front room. Living with it now, as an idea, seeing how it operates every day in your life, is taking it out of the control room, putting it out in the living room where you take a good look at it, become more familiar with how it influences everything, and then it starts to, then becomes a horse of a different color. Because now you're looking at it for real, instead of it's controlling things from back in the control room.
So I can still do it, but just be aware.
You will do it, because in the beginning, it doesn't change that drastically just by becoming aware of it. There's a drastic shock that you just went through of perceiving it for the first time, but it operates as a program, as a computer program. It's a conditioning, and it operates on its own,
so true,
on its own power. So it isn't going to end overnight just because I tell you, oh, this is how to understand it. So in the beginning, you watch it operate. And that's what you need to do. Watch it operate. And your awareness will change drastically just from that.